Board members and VD have been deadlocked on achievement targets in areas like reading and math. Chair Ashley Smith-Juarez and a couple other members don't think his are high enough. For instance, half of third graders are passing the Florida State assessment in reading, and VD's goal is for them to improve by about 1.5 percentage points next year. VD says his targets are based on stats from other large Florida districts and state averages, and they're realistic, as he said in a recent phone interview.
There's nothing worse than setting targets that seem ambitious, yet when not met, it gives the impression to teachers, principals, and administrators that they failed.
But Smith-Juarez asks, with all of VD's new initiatives, shouldn't he expect higher targets than districts that aren't transforming as quickly? To move forward, she asked him for
a projection of his expectations for what the systems, the strategies, those board-approved items will yield in terms of student success.
Meaning, how effective does he believe the new curricula, magnet schools, and mental health initiatives should be. With the impasse remaining, the board did agree an outside mediator should help them and the superintendent work on communication and trust. They plan to pick one out by next week. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.